We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sophie Van Sacky. It is Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. Today is the day. Tina, the Tina Turner musical, comes to State Farm Center, and they are here for one day only. Written by Katori Hall, a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, the musical features her beginnings as Anna Mae Bullock in Tennessee to being known admirably as the Queen of Rock and Roll. Known for her upbeat hits and infectious energy on stage, audience members are sure to sing and dance along to Turner's greatest songs. Tickets are still available, and university students can get a discounted ticket with their NetID. The performance will start at 7:30, but doors will open at 6:30. For tickets and more information, please visit statefarmcenter.com. Now, for some federal implications on our state. Spurred by President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, those buying health insurance in Illinois through the Affordable Care Act marketplace are likely to see large premium hikes in the coming months. The increase is due to Trump's federal budget change that eliminates enhanced tax credits, which subsidize the cost of premiums for certain income groups. The premium increase comes at an inopportune time for Illinois residents, who will also be forced to switch to a state-based platform for purchasing health insurance November 1st. However, the transition to a state-based platform may actually alleviate some impacts from the tax credit cuts because of the increased independence from the federal administration. Residents will be able to shop for plans at enroll.getcovered.illinois.gov. Do you like magic? How about fairy tales? Well, tomorrow, Jennifer Hayes will be at the Literary from 6 to 7 p.m. for an author event. Hayes is an author who writes children's books with themes of magic and adventure. During the event, Hayes will be celebrating the release of the third and final book of her series, The Riddle of the Fairy Tale Village. This will include Hayes reading aloud, sharing free bookmarks and stickers, and signing copies of her work. If you are looking for a truly magical experience, look no further than an evening at the Literary with Jennifer Hayes. From elementary school to college news, a university residence hall's dining area has been shut down, with a red placard posted after failing to meet proper health code regulations during a follow-up inspection. Newman Hall and its dining service company Upper Crust received a yellow placard after an inspection on October 1st, where 11 risk factor violations had been reported. 3 were repeated offenses. These priority items listed are regulations required to prevent foodborne illness, injury, or other hazards, including proper heating and cooling temperatures, and employee hand washing. A follow-up inspection over 10 days later noted that multiple priority violations had occurred, resulting in the immediate closure of the facility. Newman Hall will be serving catered food from outside vendors to their residents until further notice, while they await next steps given from the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. To access the health report directly, visit champaign-il.healthinspections.us. And finally, special effects and some classic music. The Parkland College William M. Starkle Planetarium begins their laser show circuit Thursday at 6:10 p.m. with Laser Beatles. Bright lasers are combined with the planetarium's full dome special effects set to music by the Beatles. Also being shown Thursday are Laser Motown and Laser Michael Jackson, beginning at 7:20 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. respectively. Admission is $12 per person. Tickets can be purchased online at parkland.universitytickets.com or at the box office beginning half an hour before the show. Don't miss your shot to laser in on the fun. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Vinny Magsambol, Mac Jones, Sean Farnsley, Sophie Van Sagy, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Sophie Van Sagy.